to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Well, I'm glad you're here tonight. It's fun. We had a fun week tonight. This week, tonight's going to be even more fun. This is how crazy I am. I just got out of the car, just got into the studio, sat down, called up Xavier Lewis. He's coming on the show tonight because in like 6 days, the Unicorn Children's Foundation Buddha Ball is happening. You know how excited that makes me feel? The amount of work we put into this. You know, we got to give back, people. That's what it's all about, is giving back. And we're going to have Xavier's song, Give Back, on tonight. I know I'm in love. Georgia Clay, he's back, and we're glad he's here. Eva LaRue is joining us from CSI Miami, and she's, of course, an Emmy-nominated actress. Hello. So she's going to be here in just a little bit. Oh, man, tweet me, everybody, at Max Tucci. We've got a giveaway tonight from Uncommon Goods, my favorite place. So follow them on Twitter, at Uncommon Goods. We're giving aerating wine glass. Now, these are some of my favorite things. It enhances the flavor of red or white wine. It reduces absorption of alcohol. It's patented. It's great. It's a set of two, so you're getting two aerating wine glasses. My favorite thing from Amici, from Uncommon Goods. So do follow them. Hashtag me here at LA Talk Radio, at Max and Friends, and of course, hashtag Uncommon Goods giveaway. Meganella was the winner of our Mojito Revolution, so she's going to have that sent to her. How much fun was that when we gave that away? So thank you, Meganella, for tuning in and for always tweeting me up on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. So, you know that favorite song of mine, I Think We're Alone Now? I do think we're alone now, but I know when we're back from this song, we're not going to be alone, because my boy Xavier Lewis is going to be here in the studio. So, Ronan, hit it. I Think We're Alone Now. And when we're back, Xavier Lewis. I'm Max Tucci. Stay tuned to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Tucci. That was Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now. Well, check this out, everyone. That, you know, my whole little Max and Friends, that you hear from my intro and that you hear all the little short clips and everything, that is from Monroe King. It was her birthday, so happy birthday, Monroe. Thank you for always making such fabulous stuff, and thank you for making the Max and Friends theme, because without it, the show would just be completely boring at the beginning. So we love Monroe King, and we love Max and Friends. He says what he wants. But listen, I think we're alone now. That was Tiffany. I don't think we're alone now anymore, because it's time to give back, because Xavier Lewis, the antidote to R&B, is here with me on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. What's going on, Xavier?
What's up, Max? How you feeling, man?
Dude, you know how much has been going on because you are a part of the Unicorn Children's Foundation Buddha Ball, our 13th annual gala at Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump. You're coming to Palm Beach. You're going to be singing. Woo, you're going to be singing Give Back. You know, that's my song. I can't wait for it to happen, man. And I'm so glad that when we asked you, you know, that's the kind of heart everyone Xavier has. You ask and it shall be given unto you. And we asked Xavier, we need you to sing. So he came to Florida once and he sang for Unicorn Children's Foundation for our Buddha brunch. Tore it up were like, Max, we have to have him back. So I said, the gala, man. So, we're like, let's do it. So he said yes. And now you're here on Max and Friends. So thank you, my friend.
Oh, man, thank you all for having me. I'm honored. I really just give a standing ovation of what the Unicorn Children Foundation is doing. And I'm just really fortunate to be able to just get in line with the Unicorn Children Foundation and give back through in my music.
Now, speaking of give back, everyone, if you go on iTunes right now and you type in Give Back Unicorn, 70% of purchasing that song goes to Unicorn. And the thing that people don't know is that Xavier is not making 1 cent off this, because the rest of it goes to iTunes. That's the kind of person he is, people. Now, listen, Give Back took on a life of its own. Tell us what's going on with Give Back, just the campaign itself.
Oh, man, it's just phenomenal what's going on. First and foremost, here on the Max Tucci Show, it's just crazy, man. I tell you, the campaign went live, as we know, towards the end of 2012. And basically, for everybody out there just tuning in, basically, I'm giving back a lifetime 70% proceed. Max, we got to make sure they heard that. 70% proceed to different positive community-driven causes, foundations, charities, churches, schools, etc.
But Xavier, let's talk money real quick, because when you say 70%, people don't understand it. So if a million people bought the song, that means $700,000 will go to those charities.
Yes, exactly. And you know, it's not even what makes this campaign so revolutionary is not the proceeds that's given, because for decades we've been giving proceeds to causes, but it's the process in which this is executed. The Unicorn Children's Foundation has now its own give back release to the iTunes store, which makes it its own fundraiser. So you all go right now to iTunes, type in Give Back Unicorn Children's Foundation into the search engine. Every download from that Give Back cover with the Unicorn Children's Foundation logo on it gets a lifetime 70% of the proceeds. That's what makes this so phenomenal. With the other foundations or campaigns that's live on iTunes, those have nothing to do with unicorns. So we need y'all support. A million downloads on that, Unicorn Children's Foundation has raised over $700,000 towards this cause. That's phenomenal. That's revolutionary.
And that's what's going to happen. You know, what I love about the concept of this, Xavier, you know, you gave birth to a concept that is really something that is so necessary, so easy. Not only does it get the people involved, but it brings music and the healing power of music and the words that you sing and give back. You know, it's one of my favorite songs. Meganella is tweeting us right now saying, best song, I love it. And so does Natalia. And she's just saying, Natalia, say hi to Xavier. But the thing is that with the song, you know, there's lyrics in it that it's our obligation to raise a mighty nation. And just that just that sentence alone is so powerful, because you know what? It's not only our obligation to raise a mighty nation, but it's our obligation to give back. And that's what the song is all about. I got to tell you, it's 11:11 on the East Coast, so y'all need to make your wish. You know how we roll here on Max and Friends. Okay. But Eva LaRue is going to be joining us in a little bit. We're going to Xavier's staying here tonight. We've got a full house. Celebrity packed Xavier Lewis and my girl Eva LaRue, who's going to be the mistress of ceremony at Mar-a-Lago's at Unicorn Children's Foundation Buddha Ball. Tickets are still available. I got to let you know that now. So go to unicornchildrensfoundation.org/gala. Those are the $500 tickets. If you want to come and chill at the after party with DJ Lena, she's going to be spinning some exotic tunes. Maybe Xavier will kick in and start singing with her too. There you can go to www.unicornchildrensfoundation.org/party. And those tickets are $125. They're for a junior committee. It's a way to give back to the junior committees and to the junior people who want to get involved, for the young professionals who want to get involved and say, you know what, we can't afford the $500, but we want to get involved. And the $125 is something we can do. I feel like this is turning into a telethon. So just go over there to unicornchildrensfoundation.org. If you can't be a part of the, you know, the Buddha Ball, it's okay. And you want to make donations, you could donate right directly there. Why am I so excited? Because in 6 days, the last year that I've spent of my life, I feel like I'm giving birth, is happening. My water is going to break March 16th, and I'm giving birth to the Buddha Ball. Speaking of giving birth, you can go online right now because you can give some major things, presents, gifts. We have a wonderful online auction. So you can go to unicornchildrensfoundation.org. We have an online auction there. You could bid. You can buy now. We have jewelry, vacations. We have a lot of things. You could even have the opportunity to come and be a co-host with me on Max and Friends and interview Eva LaRue. So definitely go there, unicornchildrensfoundation.org. Hit it up. Have fun there. We're going to play Give Back in just a minute. But before we get there, you know, Xavier, since you came to Florida the last time and sang at the Buddha Brunch and you met everyone from Unicorn, what has it resonated in your spirit about Unicorn that's so unique?
You know what, Unicorn, wow. It's not enough time on this interview for me to really speak about Unicorn, but I'm speechless. This campaign was created to find the Unicorn Children Foundations out there in the world. Those folks, those individuals that go hard every day, that dig deeper, that reach further, that climb higher, all for the cause of our community, our children, just giving back in a mighty way. And so having the opportunity to come down, not only just come down and take part in the, you know, one of the fundraising galas that you all had, but just having an opportunity to meet the team and really, really get a chance to feel the genuineness and the sincerity of their hearts. And it's just phenomenal. Unicorn Children's Foundation, by far, is that's one of the biggest foundations that I'm just honored to be affiliated with.
We're glad you're affiliated. Absolutely. And for those of you who don't know, what Unicorn Children's Foundation does is we're an organization that helps children with neurodiversities. What does that mean exactly? It means we help kids with autism. We help kids with dyslexia. We help kids with ADD. We help kids with ADHD. We help kids with Asperger's. We help children who really have, you know, the school systems that we have now are so tough. They're so rough. People get bullied. People get beat up for being different, for all scopes, not just neurodiversities, but just for being different. So imagine now being different and having a neurodiversity, and now you have, like, let's say a shadow tutor with you. You get picked on. So Unicorn Children's Foundation, what they are creating is called the Unicorn Village Academy, and it's a school for young adults 14 to 22 that have a safe place to get an education. So we're really excited about that. Check out unicornchildrensfoundation.org. I want you to give back. Go to iTunes, type in Give Back, Unicorn Children's Foundation. Buy the song. It's 99 cents. 70%, 70% is going to go back to Unicorn. We want to get a million people to buy it. So I need your help, everyone listening out there. Tell your friends about it. Buy it. Gift it. Do what you need to do. Stay here to Max and Friends because Xavier Lewis is coming back with me. Eva LaRue is going to be back. She's got some exciting things going on in her future. And right now, in her now, she's got a jewelry line. She's doing her thing, and she's the mistress of ceremony. She's involved with Unicorn Children's Foundation, so we're really taking it. to the max. So help me give back, people. Xavier Lewis, give back. And when we're back, Eva LaRue and Xavier Lewis are going to be here with Max and Friends. Plus, we got some other songs from Xavier. I Know I'm in Love is one of them, so stay tuned because you're going to hear them here on Max and Friends. Ronan, hit give back. And stay tuned because when we're back, Eva LaRue.
All the tears showing down on your faces, but I know all the while it's gonna be okay. Yes, it is. Just open up your eyes.
Open up your eyes.
The sun is soon to shine.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Xavier Lewis, Give Back. We've got Eva LaRue here with us tonight and Xavier Lewis. Eva, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, how are you, baby?
Are you, like, super excited for Buddha Ball for Unicorn Children's Foundation, which is in, like,
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. We're actually coming out on Thursday to get a jump start on the party.
So Palm Beach, chilling up here in Palm Beach, having a good time. We've got Xavier Lewis here, Eva. He's going to be performing his song, Give Back, that we just played. So say hi to Xavier because he's here in the studio with us now.
Eva.
Hi, Xavier. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you in person. This
so,
is going to be one heck of a party.
Oh, this party, oh, yeah. You know, we have like 400 and counting so far. We're going to get more for sure. But Eva, tell us what's going on in your life, because I know you've got some exciting things besides your jewelry company. Tell us what's going on.
Well, actually, that is the main thing that I'm doing right now is I launched the jewelry line back in the summer this last year, and that's been going great. And it's really been a fun, expressive new way to be creative. And I'm working on a skincare line that I hope to have out in about a year. So that's going to be actually fantastic. It is a real breakthrough, I think, in skincare. It's going to be amazing.
Fantastic. Now, listen, we got to go there because I got people tweeting me right now asking, how does it feel since CSI is like no longer? Like, have you moved on? Do you still have like wishes sometimes that you could be back on?
No, you know, it was really, really heartbreaking when it happened. When it went off, because we all thought that we were going to get one more year. And, I mean, we knew it probably wasn't going to go on past 11 years, but we did think we were going to get one more wrap-up year. Mm-hmm. And I don't think David wanted to do it anymore. And we just didn't get a chance to, you know, I think he would have had everything been right, but... But there's been a lot of changes, and it was heartbreaking. But now I'm at a point where I'm quite happy where I am. I've been working since I was a kid, nonstop, and it's nice to finally not be working and to be home. And you know, I've got my daughter Kaya, who's 11, and so we're getting a chance. She's actually here in the car with me right now.
Hi.
Hey, Kaya. So Eva, you're doing this jewelry line. How are you, darling? So you and your mom Kaya are doing this jewelry line together. Isn't it so much fun?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, it's totally cool. And we watched you. You know, you have that great video, Eva, online with you and Kaya. So people go to iTunes and look that up, and you can see Eva discussing how she designs her jewelry and makes it with Kaya. It's really a cool video. But listen, Eva, you know, we got to talk because, you still have All My Children fans. I mean, when we told people that you were coming out to Mar-a-Lago on March 16th to help the Unicorn Children's Foundation, everyone right away was like, oh my God, Dr. Maria. So with that shadow that you have of Dr. Maria, did you hear the exciting news for All My Children?
I know, they're relaunching on the web. It's very exciting.
They are relaunching.
They got a few of the cast members to go back to.
Yeah, so is there any chance that maybe you would go back to All My Children?
Not in its new entity. It was so much a part of my life and so much a part of who I was and who I am. And people still recognize me more for playing Dr. Maria Santos, I think, than they did for playing Natalia Boavista. But
yeah.
I think when it went off the air for the majority of us on the cast, you know, that had been on the cast, that were on the cast, we felt like that its time had come and gone, that it was getting wrapped up. It was heartbreaking to see it be wrapped up, and that they didn't think that there was as big an audience for it anymore. But I don't think I would go back to doing, you know, I'm glad for the people who are doing it, but for me, I loved it, and I'm just going to leave it in my memory the way it was, because it was
all right.
Perfect the way it was, perfect.
Well, speaking of, you know, we just got the update a couple weeks ago that your co-star from CSI Miami, Emily Proctor, is back on TV. She's doing White Collar. There's
oh my
a new
God,
boss.
Her.
Yeah. So
I
are we going to see Eva
that.
LaRue? Yeah, she's the new boss on White Collar. So are we going to see Eva back on TV?
Because awesome.
People are asking, we want to see Eva back on TV. Are you just taking a break for a while? Or are you looking for more
you
movies? What?
What
are you doing?
I am taking a break right now. I'm kind of not looking, and I'm enjoying it.
That's, you know what, you're being mommy, right?
Yeah, you know what, it's more important to me, and
yeah.
I've missed so much of it in the last 10 years. My kid's 11, and I've worked every single year pretty much since she was born, because I went right from All My Children to, you know, right from that to CSI Miami, and I don't want to miss any more of it. And I'll be honest, I can't get that back, but I can always go back to work.
That's true. That is absolutely true. But now, what's going on with your singing career? Because people know that you have a voice, too. You doing anything with that?
I wish I was. You know what? You and me are going to go sing at the ball, that's for sure.
You know what? I think you need to do, like, a mommy-daughter CD. with Kaya. That would be a lot of fun.
Kaya's got a beautiful voice.
Next, remember on Mom's 40th birthday when I was on the table?
Oh, my God.
That was really bad.
Actually, Kaya,
she was little.
Kaya, that was your mom's 25th birthday.
Right? Thanks, Max.
But Kaya.
We had, like, a pretty raucous karaoke.
Kaya, do you remember our bingo song?
No.
Don't remember when we used to sing to bingo? That crazy song?
No. Wait, what song is that?
Wait, I don't remember either. What was it?
You don't? We used to sing the bingo song, just the B-I-N-G-O crazy song. And then there was like a whole nother lick to it. Because for all you don't know, Eva and I have been friends for years. And basically, like when I was down in California the time, like we always used to hang out, Eva and I and Kaya. So Kaya and I kind of grew up together. Right, Kaya? And I love seeing your pictures, Eva, on Instagram. Isn't it like the whole social media a fun way to keep in contact with fans and everyone who loves you?
It is. It's really fun. I have to say, the only reason I'm on it is because of Kaya, because she's the one who got on it first and never even heard of it. And then to keep track of her and kind of keep a watchful eye out, I started following her, but then I really liked it. And so anybody who wants to follow me, I'm, what am I, Kaya?
Eva La 143.
On Instagram. Go to at Eva La, EvaLa 143 on Instagram. And of course, on Twitter, she's Eva LaRue Kapoo. So you can find her there. You could always tweet me at Max Tucci and I'll direct you where to go. But Eva, so you know, you don't get back to the calls because we're giving back tonight here on Max and Friends. We've got Eva LaRue and Xavier Lewis here. We're talking about the Unicorn Children's Foundation. We have our big ball, the Unicorn Children's Foundation Buddha Ball, 13th annual gala at Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump is my co-chair, as well as Melania Trump. The both of them are co-chairing. Eva LaRue is the mistress of ceremony. Xavier Lewis is my entertainment, as well as Ilu's going to be tickling the ivories. DJ Lena is coming to spin. So we've got a full house that night at Mar-a-Lago, March 16th. Tickets are still available, so go to unicornchildrensfoundation.org/gala. You can buy your $500 tickets there, or if you're a young professional, go to unicornchildrensfoundation.org/party, where you can come to the $125 after party by the pool at Mar-a-Lago. We're going to be sipping on Spirit of the SARS vodka and having a good time. Eva LaRue is going to be there. So Eva, you know, we're building this academy now called the Unicorn Village Academy for children 14 to 22 with neurodiversities. Now, I know you know some kids with autism, and it really holds a special place in your heart, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I used to work with the CDC for Autism Now, which was getting the word out about what the things to look for in infants and one-year-olds, because the earlier you diagnose autism, of course, and get help for the child, the better their chances of just being normal, actually honing their skills, their special skills, because they usually have a special skill set, and they're usually highly, highly intelligent, and it makes them, you know, able to go to mainstream school and deal in a mainstream manner. So I worked with them for 2 years with the CDC, getting the word out on autism. So I'm really excited to be working in this capacity with autism, building a house and a school.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Now, of course, your number one priority is Beckstrand. So why don't you tell us something about your baby, which is Beckstrand?
Oh, Beckstrand is totally my baby. Beckstrand right now is just in Southern California, but we're getting ready to spread out into Dallas and into Chicago and go national. And Beckstrand Cancer Association, what we basically do is fund whatever somebody going through cancer needs to get through the time that they are going through their treatment. If they're going through chemo and radiation, they can't work. There's no way so if they're not working, who's paying the mortgage? Who is paying the rent? Who is paying for your phone bill? Who's paying for your gas to get to and from your treatment?
Yeah.
And so they come in and pay for everything that you might need during that time of treatment. And it's just incredible. And, you know, because, you know, Max, you and I, with my girlfriend, Donna Logan.
Absolutely.
I wish I'd known about Beckstrand then, which I didn't, because we were doing pancake breakfast.
Right.
Spaghetti dinners. We were doing all of these big charity auctions to try to keep them in their house. because they were about to lose their house because she'd been fighting breast cancer for 5 years. And they had tapped their savings account. She hadn't been able to work in 5 years. They were both school teachers. And he had had to take a bunch of time off of work to care for her. And they, you know, they were really in a bankruptcy position. And she unfortunately lost her battle with cancer. And, you know, what's interesting is, thank God, the day before she was diagnosed with breast cancer, originally diagnosed, she had a feeling something was wrong. You always have that gut intuition, always follow it and try to get an early diagnosis. But she went and got life insurance. She went and got $1 million life insurance policy, and the life insurance policy kicked in the day before she found out she had cancer.
Wow.
And so when she died, they were completely bankrupt. And she kind of gave the gift back to the family of, like, she left behind three little girls.
Well, for everyone, if you want more information for that Beckstrand, go to www.beckstrand.org. You can find ways of giving there. Eva, real quick, what I want to talk about with you. Hold on, everybody. Ronan, what's everybody listening to? This is Max and Friends. I'm only human. I'm just reading my little notes, seeing where we're going with the show. So Beckstrand.org is the place where you can find ways of giving. Watch the magic that's going to happen here. Hey, Elu, Xavier, I have a question for you.
Okay.
All right. So with Beckstrand, you know, because listen what Xavier has done for us, Eva. He has a song called Give Back. It's a national campaign now, and it's going to affect thousands and thousands of charities, because what Xavier Lewis does is he gives 70% of the song Give Back to the organization. So Xavier, can I count on you to hook up with Beckstrand to give them the 70% of the Give Back?
Oh, of course.
That
we can make it happen.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So,
it's totally
what's
awesome.
Amazing? We just started a national scholarship fund for kids that have had cancer that want to go to college. And, of course, now their families are tapped money-wise and can't afford to send them. That would be an amazing, amazing gift to some college students who normally wouldn't be able to go.
So watch this.
Wow.
Xavier, are we going to do it with Beckstrand?
Yes, it's done.
Done. Eva, this is how it operates.
Awesome.
Check out how Xavier operates with his song Give Back, because it's one of my favorite songs, and I'm going to hook you two up after the show. Eva, for instance, if 1 million songs are sold on iTunes of Give Back by Xavier Lewis for Beckstrand, Beckstrand will get a check for $700,000 if 1 million songs are sold.
Oh, my God.
And let me tell you how that goes. I'm CEO of Millennium Soul Music Group. I wrote the song, so there is no overhead to say, Xavier, you can't give back like this. There aren't enough artists using their platform, their musician platform, to give back for other people in need. And so that's what I'm doing. And basically, it's not a one-time, just for everybody out there listening, it's not a one-time check that'll be cut, but it'll be a residual thing for you and a lifetime thing. So at the end of the day, like Max said, you get that 1 million downloads. That particular Give Back cover with your logo on it for your foundation or your effort, yes, 70% of the proceeds will go back to you. No strings attached.
That is incredible. And can you buy it on iTunes right now?
Yes, you can.
Yes. Yeah.
You can buy it. You can buy it.
There's go to iTunes right this second. I'm going to have to tweet it to Dad. That's awesome.
All right, so listen we'll do first, because the way that Xavier has done this is he has done this for so many different charities. So specifically, we're going to get one set up for Beckstrand so that Beckstrand can benefit from it. But if you want to help out Unicorn Eva.
Is Unicorn getting the money this weekend?
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
So you can go to
awesome.
iTunes, put Give Back Unicorn Children's Foundation in the search engine, purchase the song, 99 cents, 70 cents is going to Unicorn Children's Foundation, and then in about a week or so, we'll have one set up with Beckstrand. Is that right, Xavier?
Yeah. I mean, sure. We'll try to have it by, I guess, by time the gala is. We'll try to have them already live in iTunes. I think that we can make that happen.
How does that sound, Eva?
So please, everybody, when you finish, like, call right this second, or like log in to buy yourself a song right this second on iTunes.
And the song,
while you're listening
Eva,
to the radio.
Have you heard the song yet?
No, I haven't.
You know what? I think
you know what?
I think
let's
have
do
to
this.
Play it again, Max.
Ronan,
play it again.
Hit Give Back by Xavier Lucas on Max and Friends.
You're gonna play it again, so that everybody that's listening can go buy it.
Here it is, Give Back on Max and Friends. Stay tuned when we're back. Eva LaRue and Xavier Lewis are here.
Oh yeah.
Showing down on your faces, but I know all the while it's gonna be okay. Yes, it is. Just open up your eyes.
Open up your eyes.
The sun is soon to shine.
Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Xavier Lewis, Give Back. Go to iTunes right now. Put in the search engine, Give Back Unicorn Chittens Foundation, and help us raise $700,000 plus by buying that song. Hey, Eva LaRue, wasn't that the song?
That is awesome. I like your rendition as well.
So we're going to give that. Yeah, I'm singing here. Y'all can hear me singing.
Your background vocals were awesome.
We got to pay some bills here real quick on Max and Friends. So everyone, I'm going to tell you that if you want to come to the Unicorn Children's Foundation, go to www.delta.com, Climb higher because flights are on sale with Delta. We want to see you here at the Buddha Ball. So all you got to do is wherever your destination is, it's going to be Palm Beach Airport, and then hop on over to Mar-a-Lago and get your tickets at unicornchildrensfoundation.org/gala. And the way to get here, delta.com, climbing higher. So Eva LaRue, I'm going to let you bounce, and I thank you for being here tonight. But before we let you go, I got to tell you about an awesome product, Eva. It's one of my favorite things from Uncommon Goods. Have you heard of uncommongoods.com?
No, what's that?
All right. It's basically when you need, you know how many times we have friends that we don't know what to get a gift for? And we're like, I don't know what to get them. So uncommongoods.com basically has everything you need for the friend that you don't know what to get. Right?
Okay.
So tonight we're giving away, listen how cool this is. This is the giveaway, hashtag giveaway Max and Friends at Uncommon Goods when you tweet me at Maxucci. We're giving away aerating wine glasses, which are like these cool things
where
the wine breathes in the glass. It's like the coolest thing ever. So I know
That's
Eva
so
likes
cool.
to get her wine on. So Eva, we'll get you some of those glasses too, all right?
Thank you.
So check out uncommongoods.com because I promise you're going to love them. Look them up. Eva, I thank you so much for being here. Kaya, thanks so much, too, for joining us here. But Eva, before I let you go, we have a listener, Eva, that has named their daughter after your character on CSI Miami, Natalia. So can you just say hi to Natalia and good night? Because she's in her room ready to go to bed, and she's listening to Max and Friends in our free app. Can you say good night to Natalia?
Oh, how cute. Good night, little Natalia.
Good night. All right. Well, before you go, Eva, can you just say this is Eva LaRue and you're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio?
This is Eva LaRue and you are listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
All right, Eva, thank you for being here. And I'm going to see you in like 4 days. I'm not going to sleep for the next 4 days.
I know. I'm so excited.
I'm going to Instagram you my... I'm going to Instagram my red eyes to you because I'm not going to sleep for 4 days.
Okay. And you gotta
so hurry up and get here.
Okay.
I will fly out there. Once this Buddha Ball is over, you know, like I said, like I feel like I'm giving birth. My water is breaking at 6:59 p.m. on March 16th. Once my baby is in its crib, Eva, I will come to L.A. and visit you at your crib.
Okay, good. I miss you.
I miss you so much, and I'm going to see you in 4 days. Safe flights. Say hi to Joe. Kaya, love you. Thanks for being here tonight, Eva LaRue.
Love you.
Good night.
I love you. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, man. We just love having Eva LaRue here. But we've got Xavier Lewis here. Xavier, do you see the energy we're going to have this Saturday, March 16th at Mar-a-Lago?
It's going to be crazy, man. You know what? I'm coming in early. I'm coming in early, too. I'm going to go ahead and start the party early, man.
Start it.
I can't wait. Yeah.
And I'm going to hook you up with Eva after. You could tweet her, too, because I know with Beck Strand, I mean, that's a cause, man. Just like... Think about how horrible, you know, for families who have nothing and their family members are struggling, going through chemo. They've got bills. They've got, you know, home bills, light bills. They're in risk of having their electricity turned off, their phone turned off, their house repossessed, their cars repossessed. Could you imagine how horrible that would be, people? That's why Beckstrand, they just come in at that moment when you need them the most. And they're like, we want to give back and we want you to be okay. So I thank you, Xavier, for being a part of that because I know how you roll. And it's really, man, I got to say, Give Back is a campaign that literally has a life of its own that is going to be a legacy on this earth for so many years to come. And I know the power behind it because I know that it was given to you by a higher, more powerful source.
Oh, man, you better believe it. People ask all the time, like, man, like, where did you get that from? They didn't come from me. Definitely, you know, God just put it in my spirit, man, and I just had to be obedient and execute on behalf of it. And at the end of the day, you know, it's going to be used to really bless a lot of people. So I'm excited about what's already transitioning, and, you know, I can't say some things too early, Max, but, you know. Man,
I already know them. Listen, I'm sitting here in front of my mic, and I'm like, I'm biting my tongue. Should I say it? Should I not? And I'm like, all right, I'm not going to say anything unless he brings it up. Because there is such,
there is
power coming with this Give Back campaign. So we really can't. We'll give him a teaser. It's something huge. So, you know.
You know what?
I'm loving it.
It's gotten even bigger, Max, that if something that I didn't even get a chance to share with you.
We'll leave it at that. I'm going to see you this week.
Yeah.
All I know, Xavier, all I can say is I'm loving it. You know
man,
what I mean?
Man, yo, you better believe it. You better believe it. But now, you know what? I'm going to put it out there a little bit. What's happened already, in addition to that, Max, is this. Every state basically has, an amendment that's been signed from the governor, an official give-back day. Most of the 50 states have this amendment. Georgia, their first give-back day was executed in December, and they raised over $800,000 in 24 hours, okay? You already have some states that have been doing it for years now, but what's happened now, all the foundations that are a part of the Give Back Unite Now Arts for Life campaign, I partnered up with another foundation, and basically it's the Give Back Unite Arts for Life campaign. That's in reference to human trafficking. But basically what's happening is we're looking to make Give Back the official theme song for giving for the state of Georgia. And with your help, Max, and the Unicorn Children's help, we look to make it also the theme song for Florida. I think this can happen.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Just recently, I met Dave Crystal. He's running right now for the commissioner of Miami Beach. He ran for mayor as well. So, you know, I think with his help, we can make things happen with Give Back. So I'm actually going to meet him this coming week. So I'm definitely going to talk to him about that. Xavier, speaking of talking, we got to move on because there's going to be another show coming up after Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. I feel like we can go on for hours, but I want to play I Know I'm in Love because that's what I am with everybody tonight. I Know I'm in Love. It's a song that Xavier sang, and I love you all for tuning in. Stay tuned because I'm going to have a special message for you in the song I Know I'm in Love. Xavier, Godspeed, and I'm going to see you this week, my brother.
Thank you, man. Excited. Looking forward to it.
Unicorn Children's Foundation, Buddha Ball, Xavier Lewis will be singing Give Back there. So if you guys are in Florida, come by and support us and see Xavier and go to iTunes right now and put in the search Give Back Unicorn Children's Foundation and pretty soon for Beckstrand too. So look out for that. Xavier Lewis, I'm going to see you real soon, my friend.
Yes, can't wait. I'm already packed.
I'm calling you after the show to hook you up with Eva, all right?
Okay. Cool.
Good night, my brother. Well, everyone, speaking of shows, I was on the Valder Beebe show this week. So thank you, Valder Beebe, for having me on. If you don't know Valder Beebe, she's an amazing host. She's on TV, radio, internet radio. She's satellite. She's all over the place. Valder Beebe, I got to give you a shout out, my friend, and thank you for having me on your show so we can talk about Unicorn Children's Foundation. Donald Trump, I salute you because I know that you care for Unicorn Children's Foundation. Thank you for accepting to be my co-chair. Whatever anyone believes about Donald Trump, know this for sure. He gives back. So thank you for that, Mr. Trump, and I will see you this Saturday. I Know I'm in Love by Xavier Lewis. Stand by because I got a special message for you. Hit it, Ronan.
That's what she was. The first time I recognized beauty, it was her. She had long, long hair, smooth brown skin. Like Dream would say, Shawty is a teen. Hey, she's my lover. Provider. And when I'm beside her, she makes my day brighter.
Eva LaRue makes my day brighter, and so does Xavier Lewis. You're listening right now to his song, I Know I'm in Love. Go find that, too. I got to thank Eva LaRue for being here tonight on Max and Friends and, of course, Xavier Lewis. Stay tuned, everyone, because we got some great Max and Friends coming up. Dave Crystal actually going to be here in the studio, as well as Zimmerman's brother. You all remember George Zimmerman and the Trayvon story? Well, he's going to be here, his brother, to let us know more about what's going on with that case. Speaking about news, stay tuned because CBS News is next. After this on Max and Friends, I'm Max Suit, your host. Next Sunday, I'm off. I'm going to have a replay for you because I'm going to be doing my Buddha Ball, unicornchildrensfoundation.org. Check that out. And, of course, go to delta.com. Get down here. Fly the friendly skies with Delta. Love you all for listening. And this week, take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Suit. Good night. So real.